Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
And hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us this, what is this, March 17th, 2022.
2022.
You know what, Shannon? The year is going by fast. The year is going by fast.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's already March. It's
about Let's get these 4 years over with. Let's go.
About to be April Fools. It's about to be April Fools.
I'm ready to get these 4 years over with. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get it over with.
Oh, my goodness.
It could be lightning.
It's already going speed of lightning. You know what? We may not even make it past 4 years. I mean, seriously, look what's happened already in the first year. Look what's already happened.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's so bad.
It is bad.
And not so our inflation has gone through the roof, and it's the fault of who?
Biden.
No, it's Putin.
No, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Start over.
You're being truthful.
Okay, I'll stop it. I'm Democrat. Okay, here, go. I'm a Democrat.
You're going to play the role of the Democrat.
Yeah, go.
So we have inflation is the fault of who?
Putin.
We have the American economy going where? In the dirt, and it's the fault of who?
Putin.
We have the gas prices going through the roof, and it's the fault of who?
Trump, Putin.
Trump, Putin, exactly. Exactly.
It was Trump's fault. That was Putin's fault.
Yeah, it was all. You know,
that's what I should have said for all of them.
Yeah, really. It's something because all of this stuff, every crisis that they created, they actually were blaming President Trump for it. You know, the whole pandemic, they were blaming President Trump for that and said that he didn't do enough. And now, all of a sudden, it's really convenient that we have this whole, you know, the coronavirus starting to really affect a lot of people again in China. And guess what? They're locking down parts of China. And the parts of China that they're locking down, everybody, for those of you that don't know, it is the parts that actually build and manufacture parts and goods for the United States of America. Isn't that convenient?
Oh, it's always just convenient, isn't it?
It's really convenient that it happened to happen that way. But we're going to talk, of course, about Ukraine.
That's Putin's fault again.
Yeah, and that's Putin's fault. It's Putin's fault, right? Okay. Everything. If you have an issue, just blame Putin. Don't blame Trump. Just blame Putin.
Mm-hmm.
What? So, sanctions, right? Putin put sanctions on Biden, Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Jen Psaki, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and a whole bunch of other anti-American socialist communist Democrats. And guess what? The liberal media, you know what they said? He didn't do sanctions against a single Trump supporter.
Oh, my God. They actually said that.
Yeah. They're saying, see, this is proof right here that Putin and Trump are working together.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Hillary did a little joking, mocking tweet about it. She said, thank you, Putin, for this lifetime achievement award. And I'm like, you're an idiot. He's saying you're corrupt. You're welcome for your lifetime award of corruption. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Okay, so let's do some sponsorship here because we are sponsored by ATP, American Truth Project. And, hey, do me a favor. Get out your mobile device, okay? Or just write it down, jot it down, digital paper or physical paper with a pencil, and write this number down. Actually, there's two numbers. The first number I'm going to give you is a number that I want you to text my name to, W-I-L-L. All right? Are you ready? 88202, okay? That's the number you want to text W-I-L-L-2, okay? So just think of it like, ooh, what's the number I need to text to? You type in 88202, and then you type in W-I-L-L for the body of the text.
Oh, Will, I want to know, what number do you call if you want to call it?
Well, that's what I was going to go to you for.
Oh, okay, let me say.
But they need to push 1. You have to push 1 in order to come on and talk. So if you want to call into this broadcast, well, we're going to talk about Biden calling Putin a war criminal and much more. What's the number if they want to call in?
The number is 516-595-8888. 1-800-259-8069. And like Will said, push 1 to come on the line. I'll give it to you one more time. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
It is
516-595-595.
8069. Press 1 to come online.
And you have to push that 1 button, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of people seem to, you know, they get all the other numbers together.
Well, guess
they,
what, Will?
They skip, the actual number that they need to push after typing in the number.
Well, we already have a phone call.
We already have a phone call?
I'm going to give you one guess who it is.
Okay. Well, male or female?
Male.
Male. It's a good guy from Utah.
Yep, Dawson from Utah
awesome.
Is on the line.
Like
what's
it,
up, Dawson?
Like Dawson, what's going on?
How are you guys?
I can't hear Dawson.
There
okay,
he is.
There
hey,
he
what's
is.
Going on, Dawson? Thank you so much.
How are you guys doing?
We are doing as perfectly as you can in the world of Biden.
Exactly.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm actually doing pretty good, you know. I took a couple days off because, you know, you got to recuperate from some of this stuff.
So yes, you do. So when you say you took a couple days off, does that mean you took a couple days off from the news or work?
No, just from the news. Like, you know, just took a couple days to not pay attention to anything and kind of, you know.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Was it any different when you came back 2 days later? Were you like, oh, wow, so much has changed?
I mean, it was probably worse. I guess the gas prices have actually gone down a little bit. You know, they were at $5, and now they're down to, I think they're down to $4.50 now. So, I mean,
yeah,
I wish they'd go back down to under $2.
Yeah, that's probably never going to happen. But I think the reason why, you know, they're bringing the gas prices down is because we're in election year. And the closer
yeah.
we get, and there's elections that's happening throughout the country right now in various states.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer we get to November and people are, you know, having problems just going to a gas pump with the gas prices this way, it's going to affect a lot of the outcome of the 2022 election. And the biggest thing that I have is that I don't want the American people to forget. I don't want them to forget who actually caused this problem in the first place, who
you
put
don't?
Us here in the first place. No, I want them to remember
you
that
want
it was the Democrats.
Oh, you don't want them to remember as Putin? Just kidding.
So,
but, yeah, I get
Will,
it.
I saw something. I don't know if you know. Do you know who David Harris Jr. is?
I do.
So he posted something that I saw, and apparently in Maryland, I don't know, apparently they have a bill right now that is on the table to where they can kill babies after 28 days after they've actually been born.
And this is in Maryland?
Uh-huh. So it hasn't,
yeah,
it hasn't been signed into law yet.
Yeah, I think that's that Maryland. That's with Ralph Nader, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I believe
yeah.
So.
So I remember a couple years ago they were actually talking about because Ralph Nader was on a radio broadcast and they were asking him about the birth of children, and he was saying that the birth after the child is born. That you should wrap the child
mm-hmm.
in a blanket and lay him on the table and let the mother and the doctor decide if they want to abort the child or not. After the child is born, kicking, hungry, you know, needing mother, and they're saying, well, if you want to decide to take the life of the child now, you can.
That's ridiculous.
It is 100%
it's called
ridiculous.
Infanticide. So instead of, like, suicide, it's infanticide.
Infanticide.
Yeah, they'll just let the baby
yeah.
– basically the baby will just die by itself.
Because of hunger, starvation. I mean, seriously, what
I mean, how
it
does
be?
This even become a thing,
so,
right?
So they're going to say we're going to let the baby decide if it's going to live or not? Is that what it is?
I
we're
mean,
going to let the baby decide.
So this
it's
bill –
it's like the baby decide that, you know, we're going to let him or her decide what his or her gender is.
It's called the Pregnant Persons Freedom Act of 2022. In addition to perpetuating the delusion that persons other than a woman can conceive and carry a child, includes the following anonymous automation. This section may not be construed to authorize any of the investigation or penalty for a person experiencing a miscarriage, prenatal death related to failure of act or stillbirth. So it sounds like if it's born with problems or whatever, they basically will just, it sounds like it's for, if you know, like if it's stillborn or something like that, they won't act to save it. Or if it's experiencing a miscarriage is what it, how it's reading.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, these people are 100%
evil. Which pretty much is what they do.
They're 100% evil. Regardless on how they try to do the verbiage in it, these people literally are evil. They don't, I mean, it's mind blowing, and I don't understand how we're all human, right? But they go as far as saying, well, it's just a fetus. Fetuses aren't human. It's just a clump of cells. It's just tissue. It's not human.
Mm-hmm.
I could never understand that. How is it that you have a clump of cells inside of a human body, but then they turn around and says it's not human? Or is it an alien? Did you see the movie Aliens?
Yeah, it says some Democrats in Maryland want to end that protection for vulnerable newborns. First by saying that it can be killed by a failure to act, for instance, withholding medical care or nourishment or a blanket, and then spelling out that neither the person who has the baby nor anyone who helps her can be subject to any criminal or civil charges. Further, anyone who attempts to prosecute the pregnant person or her accomplice can be sued for damages. Is that not crazy?
100%.
That's insane to me. First of all, it doesn't say in here who, I have to look more. It doesn't say who actually, you know, because usually certain legislator writes it or initiates it, and then, you know, they debate it or talk about it. I can't even believe it's something that would get this far. I mean, who in their right mind would go, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great bill here?
I think you said it, in their right mind. They're not in their right mind. That's what it really comes down to. So, yeah, so I heard about that years ago with Ralph Nader when he brought it up. And
yeah, we did actually talk about that before. I didn't hear it. I didn't know that.
So
that
maybe gotcha. I mean, I think they're just going to continue pushing
it. But you know what? This is a good time to do it because everybody's distracted,
yep.
Right? So nobody's really paying attention on these particular small little bills or whatever or different legislation being passed. So they're like, yeah, that's a distraction. Let's go ahead and do this. You know, kind of crazy.
Yeah,
right? The world's
crazy.
Sickening. See, now, Dawson, you just, you know what?
You got it worked up, Dawson.
I mean.
But see, Dawson, you and I, we're not supposed to be able to talk about it because we don't have ovaries.
Exactly.
We're not supposed to care about lies.
Well, you could be one of the accomplices. You could be an accomplice in it, Will. However, they can't sue you either. So
yeah, exactly. So,
anyways,
well, hey, Dawson, thanks
Will,
so much for the call.
Real quick before I let
you,
I let you go. So you know how you were talking about how you think something's going to happen right before the election.
Yes.
You think it's going to be World War III that happens, and then they call martial law, or?
I think two things. One of two things will happen.
Yeah.
Maybe both. So the first thing, and I don't know if you heard me say it, the first thing is that they're going to do World War III because the plandemic did not pan out, right? So what other way can you unite the world together with the fear of World War III? Bring everybody together to prevent World War III. But if it happens, it happens. And then the second thing is that if they don't get the world domination that they're looking for from World War III and everything just kind of starts settling down and everyone starts talking about Ukraine, then we'll have another pandemic kick in.
Yeah, I agree.
Either one of two, if not both. So
yeah.
Well, hey, Dawson, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye, Dawson. Okay, we have one more caller. We have Scott from Maryland.
Just one more?
Well, so far.
So far? Okay.
Hey, guys. Scott? How are
you? Hey, Scott. Thanks so much for the call. What you got?
Thanks. First,
hey, aren't you the city? Aren't you the state we were just talking about?
Nader's a great guy. Love him.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, you got great listeners.
And that wasn't the point of my call.
Go ahead, Scott.
That wasn't the point of my call, but if we eliminate all future humans, we won't have problems, right? If there's no humans in the world, we don't have problems in the world.
Let's just eliminate future Democrats.
Just eliminate all of us and we'll be fine.
Go ahead.
The point of my call. So I wonder this. Do you guys think that we needed this total incompetency to like realize that Trump was the guy that was going to save us from this incompetency?
Yes.
You know, we have Pelosi, who's like totally drunk. Like, man, I wish I could go to work drunk every day. I literally wish I could just like drink my way through work, stumble, not be able to speak, and just
run for office.
Well, I could. I guess I could. I could become a politician. I guess that's the way to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah. There you go.
As long as the liquid in your glass, as long as the liquid in your glass is clear, it doesn't matter. I really hope. You know, provided we can get a real election, that the people can see, you know, everybody knows even if you voted for the person, if you voted for our POTUS and you see the guy's incompetent now, he's an intelligent person prior to his Alzheimer's disease, but he's just incompetent. Like he's making this country look horrible. Then he's got a VP that could save him, that goes in, doesn't know what part of the world she's in when she speaks. This is a lawyer who can't even speak to. She just can't even speak. Like I'm amazed.
Yeah, she can't even intelligently tell and seduce people how the United States can help immigrants coming from Ukraine. I'm like, you couldn't even put one clear sentence together other than a friend in need is a friend indeed. How idiotic are you? You're a terrible lawyer. Don't represent me. You can't even come up with a lie that quick. But anyways, go ahead.
You're right. And I just hope that I'm hoping that people understand that like the worst part of the thing is, you know, Democrats don't want to be that incompetent, right? They want to do they've got their plan. They've got their, you know, systemic plan to move forward and how they want things. And they've done that for, I'm going to say 20 years, but it's beyond that. They have the plan. And then it's like all of a sudden the plan is going well or whatever. It's at a certain point in time, whether it's well or not. And then this happens. And it's like, oh, my goodness. Like the two people we put
in place. I know Will wants to respond. But the first thing that comes to me is Democrats continuously fail to do one thing. They fail to look at the consequences of their decisions, right? They fail to see the whole picture, and that's what comes back on them, right? If COVID fell, what would happen, right? Mm-hmm. If you let people come across the border, how would that fail? They come up with defund the police. Would that fail? Of course, it wouldn't fail, right? It's such a good idea. They never actually look at the consequences of their decisions.
You know, I used to be in line with you on that, but I think that it's like a double thing. Like if defunding the police officers and they actually defund the police officers and then they get the crime to go through the roof, I think that's the end game. That's the end goal. They want the chaos.
Well, I guess my point to you is that they didn't see that how people wouldn't buy it. Because people are actually the ones that are turning on the government saying, no, we want to refund the police. They don't look at the whole picture. They look at their picture.
They see that as people that are, you know, Trump supporters. They don't look at it as their own base. I get what you're saying, but they didn't look that they – but the hardcore progressives in this nation, they're still screaming defund the police officers. and that's who I'm talking about.
Because they don't look at the consequences.
But that's who I'm talking about. They're the strong progressives.
They don't take consideration of the consequences.
I get that, but they don't care about the destruction. They see the destruction and they still ignore it.
Well, election year, they'll change their mind.
Well,
because then they're like, wait a minute, I need to get reelected. So what do you think, though, Will, when he says, do you think that this incompetent legislation had to come in to make people wake up?
Mm-hmm. Scott, when you first said that this need to happen so people can understand how bad it really is without someone who's really willing to stand up for the American people and go against the establishment, go against the media. And I think the answer is yes, because overwhelmingly, especially on TikTok, which is kind of amazing to me, but there's a lot of people that are starting to say, look, bring the orange man back.
Yeah.
Bring the orange man back. I can't stand this no more because they see what's happening at the gas pump.
I mean, look
They're
at Noah.
They're being affected directly.
What was that comedian Noah the other day? He's like, oh, they don't even make sense. Like, we say that you can't be on a basketball team unless you're vaccinated, but yet Kyrie Irving can go. He can't play in the game, but he can actually
go to the game. He can pay a ticket, buy a ticket, and hug them, and everything. But he goes into the locker room and they find him $50,000.
Yeah, it's Noah. Ridiculous. What's his name? Noah, whatever, the comedian, the black comedian. He was saying it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense anymore. Yeah. So leftists are waking up. Going. Go ahead.
The biggest play on this is that how fearful of an orange man that the Democrats are when the guy's not even in politics right now. That should say something clear. If you're that scared of a man that's not in politics right now, you know, literally in politics, then that says a lot. It says a lot that
you
when
know
they want
they're...
to defend against that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, part of the reason why they're scared of him, Scott, is because this orange man can go have a rally and still get thousands of people to show up, thousands upon thousands of people to show up, thousands upon thousands of people to tune in. And the idiot that's currently occupying the White House, he can't even get 10 vehicles to show up to an event. And the vehicles that they do have showing are social distancing.
Well,
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, and on top of that, Biden has lost his mind. And the Democrats, they're losing their minds along with him. And they don't care to the point to where they're willing to destroy America just so they can look like they made the right decision by removing one of the greatest presidents in our lifetime.
I agree, Scott. I can't even fathom. You can see the utter hate that they had for Trump. They did everything they can to go against every single agenda they had or to end sanctions on certain countries or to do whatever Trump did. They undid it, and now look what's happening to America and look what's happening across the world. Trump had it right. They have it wrong. I wish the world could see it like you and I do, but unfortunately everybody can see it.
I want to end it. I know you guys have to go on to another part, and I want to end it on one thing. So on January 6th, I live in Maryland. I was present on January 6th, and the president delayed coming out to his speech for about an hour and a half before he came out. I was right in front of the White
House.
He's
always like that, though.
But he did that on purpose because I think he knew the insurgent that was happening. And the insurgent wasn't the hated orange men lovers. The insurgent was the people that they put in place. Because, you know, if I went by the Capitol the other day. I was there. I had to drop my daughter off to bring her to Union Station. Oh, by the way, Union Station looks like Pelosi's district now because there's homeless tents out there. You know, they're just allowing.
Well, I believe it.
Craziness, but I went by the Capitol, and it's chained up like Fort Knox. And if you thought that was going to happen, and you needed protection on that, you wouldn't have put up bicycle racks to prevent people from coming through, and you wouldn't have handed, you know, things through windows to let people to come through. And I was there. I was present for it, so I witnessed it as a you know, an American citizen, not to go to charge the Capitol, but to be a part of history and to defend my president. I was there. Mm-hmm. I saw it. And all this BS that they're going through Congress and touting how bad it was and everything else. It wasn't bad. It was what you allowed to happen, intentionally to allow to happen. And I witnessed it. I was probably about 150 yards because I didn't want to get close. I didn't go in. I'm not going to get pulled into a thing where I'm going to criminal behavior unintentionally because I get drawn into something. I saw what happened. And I know the people that were going through the crowds that were in battle gear and with helmets on and going, let's go, let's storm. You know what? That's not your normal average American. That's the people that were paid to do this, and that's the people that are done. And I know average Americans were pulled into this, and average Americans got hyped up and got drawn in. And there's the people that are being held to it are not the ones that were paid to do it. It's the American that got pulled in and got just in the hype of things and saying, yes, I'm proud American, and decided to go into and essentially break the law going into the Capitol. Those are the ones that they're holding accountable, not the ones that they paid, not the Antifa and not the BLM people that they paid to go in there, but the average American that got drawn in the hype of things. And did that. I was a person that witnessed this with my family, and it just drives me absolutely insane.
You know what, Chris? I was there that day as well.
Scott.
I'm sorry, Scott. I do apologize for that, Scott. I was there as well. I was there that day, and I'll never forget it. Any other time when I go to D.C., and this particular time I was streaming the whole thing live from my phone, and every single time I go to D.C. and I go to the Capitol right there in that location, my reception to my phone is like the worst ever. I can never get a solid signal out. But for some reason, this one particular day, I remember I had about 3,200 people watching from on YouTube, and the picture was crystal clear, no hiccups. Mm-hmm. No latency issues, nothing. And I'm like, this is really odd. Any other time, I can't ever get a signal. But that one day, it was completely there. But I didn't go in either. And right now, today, there's people, leftist communists on Twitter, they will take pictures of me being there that day, and they'll blatantly lie, and they'll even tag the FBI in it and say that I went into the building. But yet they never show any video or any pictures of me inside. I was there reporting on it, but I never went in. And I was there reporting on it because the American people see the corruption. And talk about corruption. The corruption in the United States of American government is no different than the corruption that's happened in the Ukraine. And a lot of people don't even know that. So, well, hey, Scott, thank you so much for the call, okay?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Take care and God bless.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah, God bless. Take care.
Okay, well, we have another caller, and she's been holding on for a minute. So this is Sherry from Texas.
Sherry from Texas, my neck of the woods. Hey, Sherry, thank you so much for the call.
Hello. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you so much. What you got?
Good. So I'm a nurse, so I was just following up on the baby issue that if they – take the baby is born and they lay it on the table and they don't provide warmth, it will die from hypothermia without them having to do anything. So that is very bad thing.
That's so disgusting.
I mean, it's like we're barbaric.
It's totally awful.
It's barbaric.
That's totally barbaric. Let me ask you this. Sherry, are you currently working as a nurse? Are you in the hospitals or?
I am not. I'm a nurse reviewer now, and I'm getting a master's degree work with veterans with – I work with veterans with PTSD.
Oh, good for you. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. So
you know,
I wanted to say that – I'm sorry. What?
No, go ahead.
Also, I wanted to say that the person who is supposedly the president of the United States has dementia of some sort because my mom died from it, and I recognize it very well. And to even get him going in the morning must require lots of medication. just my opinion.
Why do you think they're stringing him along this way when we all see that there's clearly an issue here?
They don't have anyone else to put in.
I mean, Kamala Harris couldn't do it.
They see that she would be considerably worse because she's way out of her league.
Yeah, I mean, my grandma had dementia, so I know what you're talking about. But as a nurse, how long? I mean, I know you can't give it. You don't know. You don't really know. This is just completely an opinion about dementia itself.
I guess on the average.
Yeah, like on the average. Good point. How long does it take for dementia to really just become very, very visible and known?
Disabling. Well, my dad died in 2009. And maybe a year or two prior to that, he started mentioning that she kept repeating herself, and we noticed she wasn't cleaning house and she wasn't making meals. But she did not pass away until 2018. So
yeah,
it took 10 years.
Yeah, my grandma
was not.
Yeah,
she was not in a facility, and that would have hastened it, but my sister cared for her for quite a while in her own home. So it's, you know, and it affects.
Well, I mean, look at Reagan. He had Alzheimer's, and it took forever for him to pass away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
and it depends on the care you get.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I think part of the reason why they have Biden there is because they can control him. And because they're stringing him along. Yeah, they're stringing him along. There's many times where Jill Biden is having to direct him, even hold his hand going off the stage.
Yeah, she stays very close to
it. This way, yeah. It's very bizarre. And this is supposed to be the leader of the free world. And it's disturbing.
You know, and to bring it up, Sherry, you know, my grandma, you know, at one point she would talk in general. You know, like she couldn't say, oh, Shannon. She would say, oh, hi, honey, or hey, babe, like generalities,
mm-hmm.
right? And I see Biden do
a
lot, too, like, hey, guys, or hey, like he can't remember names. You see he mix up names a lot. My grandma started doing that. So she started just addressing people by, you know, just very plain general labels.
Yeah, my mom's stock answer to how are you doing was, oh, I'm just getting old. It was always her answer.
Yeah,
she,
and they would say, how are you doing?
Wrong.
Like over and over.
Yeah, but she knew something was wrong because when the doctor tried to do a memory test, it was irritating to her, and she did not want to answer questions. So she knew something wasn't right.
Well, see,
so.
He gets irritated when people ask him questions too, so.
Yeah. especially factual.
That's why
factual.
You don't take questions.
Yeah, you're not taking any more questions.
So now we've got to the bottom of it. Thank you, Sherry, from Texas.
Hey,
thank you very much, you guys. Appreciate
you.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Bye. All right, well, we have another caller.
Another one? Wow,
yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah, this is awesome. I love this. We have Teresa from North Carolina.
Teresa from North Carolina. Hey, Teresa, thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Hey, Will. How y'all doing?
All right.
Okay. Well, I have a few things. I don't know how much I can say on here. Can I say anything?
We're on the radio, so freedom of speech exists.
Okay.
Can I say that?
Give it to us.
Okay. One thing, kind of going back to something else, that depopulation, I think that's what's going on with with everything, you know. And then with the idiot that's in the White House, you know, I've always been brought up to respect my government, the government leaders, but how can I respect something that does this? But I think they're not stupid people. I think all this is on purpose. I don't think any of this that they've done is, oh, gosh, I've made a mistake or they've made a mistake. I think it's all on purpose. I think Obama is somehow involved in this. Remember when he did an interview and said that he wished he could, like, be in the White House a third term and be in the basement and have a microphone in someone's ear telling them what to say and do? I honestly
I
think that's what's
do.
Going on.
Yeah,
I really think that's what's going on.
I completely agree with you. And, mm-hmm. you know, because Obama, he's like eerie silent, you know?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't really come out and say anything. And he's, you know, because he's like not worried about his legacy. But you remember when President Trump was in office, you can get Biden to shut up at all.
You mean Obama?
I mean, Obama.
Exactly.
The same thing.
Obama,
you
yep.
can get Obama. You could not get Obama to shut up at all.
That's
but now
point.
All of a sudden he's like, oh, I don't need to say anything anymore because I have, you know, I'm giving directions.
Yeah, let me
exactly.
ask you this. Let me ask you this,
exactly.
Teresa. What do you think about Putin and him, Biden calling him a, you know, a
war criminal.
And, you yes. know, Zelensky's coming out looking like some kind of hero.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you seeing with all this? I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, you know, I hate it that innocent people are dying, but I think it's a cover-up. I think it's a cover-up for their crap that they've done in the Ukraine. I don't think the Ukrainians, not the people, but the government are bad. I mean, Putin is a bad man. I agree with that. But, you know, I heard someone say today, what would we do if people got on our border with certain things that we didn't want on my border? Wouldn't we fight back? So I don't know.
We would.
I don't really know what constitutes a war criminal.
Well, you know what?
So
let me say
because
this. Let me say this because if it was happening, it actually is happening on our border. Our southern border, ever since Biden has gone into office, we've been getting invaded on our southern border. This year, as of right now, there's been already over a million people to cross our southern border. The Biden administration refused to do anything about it to address the issue because they want these terrorists, my opinion, to come into the nation. And God forbid that what I'm about to say is true. I don't want it to be true. But God forbid that we end up having a dirty bomb go off in a major city in the United States of America because they refuse to shut the borders down to protect the American people. And it all goes right into line to where I think that they're wanting to have a World War III epidemic happen on the planet. So then that way, go right along what you said earlier, world population. If the world population, they can't get rid of the people with the World War III, then they're going to bring up the pandemic again. They're going to do it one way or another. And all these people getting these vaccinations and they're having these heart issues, they don't want to talk about it. They want to address the issue. Fauci just came out just yesterday saying that you need to get a fourth booster. They're doing genocide on the planet, and then these monsters are going right along with it.
Yeah, and to talk to your to your point where you said you don't know what really constitutes a war crime, I had to look it up myself just to make sure that I was clear on why they were calling him a war criminal. And the fact that they're calling it a war criminal is because he's actually targeting civilians. It's not a normal custom of war to target and kill civilians, which I think he is doing. He's attacking homes. He's attacking hospitals. They've actually at first I was like, is he really attacking hospitals? Hospitals are being attacked, whether it's Ukraine doing it or Russia actually attacking them. They are. So that's a war crime that they're talking about. Also, you know, when they say that they're going to let people have refuge and allow them to get to safety, and then Russia started attacking those areas where they agreed to let them have safe harbor, you know, that's a war crime is what they're saying. But my question is since it is a war, since they're calling him, you know,
a war criminal.
What can we do, right?
Well,
like, so do we go and get it?
By calling me a war criminal, that means that the United Nations can get
involved. Okay.
And that's what they want to do. So,
right.
So basically you have the left that created this crisis, the left that's wanting a World War III to go along with what she just said when she first came on about depopulating the earth. But they don't want to be the ones who, you know, say that, oh, we started. No, they want to point the finger and say Putin started World War III.
Yeah, I get it.
That's what
yeah.
they want.
Right.
That's what they want. So they can say the entire world to go against Russia is what they want.
Yeah.
Well, just like
All
Putin
right.
caused the inflation. Yeah, that's just crazy. You know, Joe Biden started all of it. So, or
100%.
Obama, one of the other side. All right, it was my time. See y'all. All right, bye bye.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank
Great
you.
Points. Well, we have another caller. We have Judith from Alabama.
Judith, hey Judith, thank you so much for calling in. What you got for us?
Well, hello, hello. How are y'all?
We're doing good.
Okay, good. I haven't been on in a while. I came on late today, and I heard the tail end of the gentleman that you were speaking with. And I just want to say this, just a little bit of a challenge to what was said. I really believe that they know the consequences of what they're doing, and they want those consequences to fall on the people. I believe what they're doing is working to bring everybody into submission. Because you remember Satan said he was going to be like the Most High God. And what's
yes.
one of the things? Submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee. So the devil uses the principles of the kingdom of God to be able to try to do his dirt. And I really believe they know what the consequences are. They want it to fall on us. They want to weaken the nation. They want to weaken the hearts of people. Because remember, the Bible says, the hearts of men will fail them because of the evil that is coming on the earth. So they want
control. Yeah, I do
control.
Agree they
want
to weaken our nation.
Well, you know what?
They really
they've even admitted. Yeah, Fauci, I saw a thing yesterday where Fauci, you know, they got Fauci even admitting, per se, that, or allegedly admitting, that the face mask, prove that say the face masks don't actually prevent anything. The face masks don't do anything to stop the COVID, for example. But the face
okay.
mask was a program to see how much they can actually control the masses to get people to go along with it. And you're right.
Sure.
It is all about control. It is 100% about control. And not even just the not even with the face mask, the whole control about getting poison in your body, the whole thing about the war, getting us all to believe that we have to change our, you know, our avatars, our pictures on social media to the Ukrainian flag, where we have George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, all of them saying, oh, we need to support Ukraine. So am I to believe that all of us that know how corrupt the people I just listed off are, now we're on the same side with them?
Well, let me ask you this.
It doesn't make any sense. A lot of people don't recognize that we're being manipulated on a large scale.
So let me ask you this, Judith. If you think they consider all consequences, do you believe that they got the outcome they wanted from the pandemic? Because I don't think they did.
No, they didn't. That's why we're going into World War III.
I think that they didn't plan for that consequence. I don't think they planned for the will of the American people to push back on them.
Yeah, I don't believe they got it in its entirety. But
right in its entirety, right. I mean, I think they underestimated, you know, that people would, you know, because we want liberty, right? Any natural human being, for the most part, want, you know, the reason why we came to America from Europeans is because we wanted our God-given rights to make our own decisions, to make for ourselves, right? And they want to take that away. And I think they underestimated that in the American people.
Well, it's just like China. They just want everybody to work for them. You know, and people, businesses in China aren't in business for themselves. They're in business for the government. Everybody works for the government there. And that's what they want to do.
Yeah, and if you don't,
America.
They have control.
But
you
we're
know,
such
they
a
have
strong
social
nation. I believe that America is a strong nation. People in America are strong. And it's, you know, there's some pushback, I'm sure. They knew they were going to get it. They knew they were going to get the pushback, but look how long it took for the pushback to happen. So that tells me that when they come up with another strategy to weaken the people, to weaken the hearts and gain submission of people's wills, that it took, what, over 2 years for the people to finally, look at the truckers. How long did it take for them to rise up? They've been after the truckers for a while. They finally put their foot down. They did probably didn't expect that. That probably tripped them up. But
well,
that's
you know
their
what? The gentleman, yeah, and the gentleman that called, it was Scott, right? They called in from Virginia, and he mentioned how he went to D.C. and how they have it all, you know, fenced in like Fort Knox or whatever, and no one can get in there, where they're shutting it down to where the truckers can't have free, you know, can drive where they want to go. I mean, the police officers there shut the city down.
Yes.
And they're not allowing the truck drivers to come in because they're afraid of people coming in there. And then they don't want to direct attention from what they're actually trying to do to the American people, the tyranny. And the sad thing is,
right.
I had a couple people upset with me when this first when the truckers here in the United States of America started going. I said two things are going to happen, and I don't want it to happen because I like the idea of the truck driver standing up and
yes.
pushing back against the tyranny, right? I like it. The
yes.
problem is that I said if they start the war in Ukraine with Russia, the mainstream media, when they talk about the convoy, it would just be a blip, right? It'll just be a blip. They won't really pay attention to it. They're going to talk about Ukraine, and they're going to talk about the possibility of World War III. And because I said that before the truck drivers went on the convoy, I've actually had a couple people upset with me. But it's true. I called it out for exactly what was going to happen, not that I wanted it to happen that way. I just saw it coming. And now the truck drivers can't even have access to go where they should be able to go in the United States of America. The communist tyranny in D.C. is full effect.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they're working definitely on the principles and trying to execute them into our country. No question about it. They want to implement the whole thing. And, you know, and the funny thing of it is just to show you how puppeted they are. I mean, they get up and they can't even talk. Like I heard you say Kamala Harris said, a friend in need is a friend indeed. You know, but it's true.
You said it really good, actually.
Yeah. I can't stand that evil witch.
Oh, I was thinking about trying to, what do they call that when people imitate other people?
Yeah.
What do they call
it? Yeah, when you imitating?
Yeah, I want to get her down pat.
A mimic.
Just,
yeah,
I mean, they're just empty upstairs. They have,
yep.
all they're doing is following orders. Nothing.
You know what? I totally agree. Biden and Kamala are empty upstairs.
Yep. And you know, I'll say this. The brain cells that they do have, they're social distancing from one another. They are.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, thank you so much for the call, Gina.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you then. God bless.
Okay,
all right,
bye-bye.
God bless. Wow, that's awesome. So we do have an audio clip where Biden actually does say that Putin is a war criminal. Let me see if I can get that clip queued up, and let's play it here.
Okay.
Mr. President, after everything we've seen, are you ready to call Putin a war criminal?
No.
Are you going to?
Will you go to Poland? Will you go to Poland?
So you first heard him, he said no. And this is part of probably the dimension that's kicking in.
Yeah,
because he's probably thinking about himself. Are you a war criminal? He's probably like, no. But she clearly asked, is Putin a war criminal? Yeah. Now, listen, she's going to ask the question again.
Yeah.
Mr. President, will you go to Poland?
I think he is a war criminal. So he started to walk away, and I guess they had to register what the question was. because, you know, he didn't have the piece of paper with the Q&A on it. So he had to sit there and think about it. Oh, she just asked me, was Putin a war criminal? So then he turned back around. He was going to walk out the door. He turned back around and said, yes, you were asking me, was Putin a war criminal? Yes, I think he's a war criminal. If anybody's a criminal in this case, it is not just Biden, but it is in the entire Democrat cabinet in the United States of America, all of them, every last one of them, except for I can't say the entire one because we do have Manchin, mm-hmm. and I can't remember the other young lady's name. She's a Democrat, and she's actually been standing up for justice right as well. It's on the tip of my tongue. I cannot remember her name because Manchin has been speaking up against what the Democrats have been doing, and he's a Democrat. And there's one other young lady.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. But you know
she's
what?
She's a Democrat. She's been standing up against him, too, and they're right. Like, oh, my goodness. And they go, he's a Mitt Romney of the Democrats.
Yeah. Well, I believe, you know, according to war crimes, if Putin truly is targeting civilians, which we have seen civilian
is
housing.
Is he targeting them, though?
Well, in the city that he was a Kyiv, 80% of the housing where people live, civilians live, has been destroyed.
Is it actually him targeting civilians, though? Because the reason why I bring that up, because let me give you an example.
Because civilians
are
now
fighting.
In
Israel, what happens is that the Palestinians are the group, the you know, these anti-Israelis, what they'll do is they'll go set up rocket launchers on top of schools, on top of hospitals, on top of mosques, and they'll shoot these rockets off, and they're shooting thousands of rockets, and at some point Israel has to take that location out. So what ends up happening is that they end up shooting a rocket in that location. The media will automatically turn around and say, look what Israel's doing. They're destroying hospitals.
Well, there's a blurred.
They're destroying mosques. And I'm willing to bet that's exactly what is happening here. If you talk about war crimes, it should be a war crime to set up rocket launchers on top of a hospital.
Well, what you're saying has not been proven, though.
But in Israel, it's been 100% proven. That's
okay,
been the tactic.
I know, but we're not talking about Israel.
I'm giving an example, but at the same time,
yeah.
We're sitting there,
so
everybody's
the media listening.
Is not going to allow us to know that information. Right. If they're setting these rockets up on top of the hospitals, they're not going to give us that information because they all want us to be anti-Putin. Now, Putin is a tyrant.
I don't think Ukraine
would do
that. If Ukraine did that.
We don't know.
If Ukraine did that, it was stupid.
You're talking about a corrupt nation
right.
not doing something corrupt?
But here's the thing. There is a blurred line, I would say this, because they are now giving guns to civilians to fight in the war. So, you know, Putin could arguably say, well, you've given guns to everybody, including civilians. We're fighting civilians and the military. So then how do we know who's civilians and who's military anymore? So that could be the argument. But Putin said in response to it that Biden's response was unacceptable and unforgivable, right? And he said that
his response is to what? Calling him a war criminal?
Yeah, he said it was unforgivable. And they actually said that he needs to be careful, America needs to be careful, because the Putin will come down on the West if they have to. You know what? I don't know what's going on because today the acts are saying that everything's kind of been quiet today in Ukraine, right? It seems like there's kind of like a stall in the war today. And tomorrow Biden is supposed to be talking with Xi, which is the president of China. I'm interested in knowing what is on the table for those conversations.
I wonder if it's going to be a video conference call and then Biden's going to get on his knee. And bow down to him.
I don't know.
It would not surprise me.
Yeah,
bow
I know.
Down.
I know,
down.
But you brought up the point before we went live that the U.S. is actually sending troops up
yes,
to...
Yes, I just heard a report that the United States of America, the military, are sending troops to Northern Australia. That's the report that I've heard. And the reason why they're sending troops to Northern Australia is because of the war that has a potential of breaking out with China. And that comes on the heels of Biden needing to talk to China. I mean, so And I think part of the reason being is because the United States just put out a memo, I think this was yesterday or day before yesterday, mm-hmm. where they said that any nation, and I'm pretty sure many of you that's listening in right now, they said any nation that shows or, you know, shows support towards Russia or, you know, buy oil from Russia, that the United States will apply sanctions to you as well. That would go for China. That goes for Iran. That goes for Venezuela. The, even these same nations that we've been asking, you know, send us oil. So basically the oil go from Russia to Venezuela to us, right? That's how they wanted to do it. But well, Venezuela has oil to send to us. But the whole point is that Venezuela and Russia are allies along with Iran. But any nation that take or support and basically support Russia, meaning that you're going to buy oil or do trade with Russia even. It doesn't even have to just be oil. It can just be trade. And if you do any kind of trade with Russia, they say that they're going to do sanctions on you. That's China.
Yeah.
China, biggest day. China's, like, I mean, I think I would have to say because of the number of people in China, China's probably one of their biggest investors or biggest contributors, biggest, you know, trade partners. I would imagine China is, just like China is with the United States of America, because they produce all of our goods. They produce a lot of our medicines that we have. They produce the coronavirus that killed everybody. They're producing so much for the planet.
Yeah, so this was a couple of days ago. It's in the Daily Mail. It says United States will deploy thousands of troops to Northern Territory of Australia. Admitted war with China is possible. Now, Australia is not part of NATO. However, it does have a relationship with NATO and an understanding with NATO. I have to look in more about what that relationship is. But definitely the United States has a great relationship with Australia. So, you know what? It's brewing everywhere, Will. I mean, there's stuff brewing. I want to know, and you know, I wonder what exactly is it going to take for either us to get in war with Russia? I know, you know, like what is going to be the one thing, and that, or China? I mean, because I
what's
think
gonna
China.
Be like the, what's going to be like the tipping point?
Yeah, like what's the tipping point? I feel like it's coming. I don't know why. You know, I would like world peace, but I feel like things need to get worse before they get better. I don't know. What do you think?
You know, it's going to get a lot worse.
Yeah.
But as far as the tipping point, I think we've already passed the tipping point, just personally.
Well, I mean, but we're not in war yet. I want to know what's that one thing.
I think we're in war.
Well, we are in a different kind of war.
War is just war.
We're in an economic war.
Yeah, war is fought different than it was in the past. When people say war, they have this whole thing, this mindset of boots on the ground,
yeah.
Explosions, just everywhere, right? World War, just, you know, fighting, battling, people hitting the beach. And just that's what war was all about before. But now war is fought differently. War is, hey, we have access to your funding. We have access to your bank account. We will sanction you. We will hurt you. We'll hurt your economy. They're crushing Russia. They're literally crushing Russia. They're crushing it to the point to where the people, the innocent people, are being crushed. I mean, they've done it to the point to where children, women and children in Russia, don't have access to things that they need to have access to. And they don't have anything to do with it, but they want to collapse the nation. Why? Because George Soros is all in this. George Soros, everybody, is behind a lot of this. And long as George Soros is in the position and the Democrats in the United States of America are not going to look the other way, I mean, they're going to continue to look the other way when it comes to George Soros, they're not going to address the actual issues that's happening. George Soros has been known to destroy nations. He is the destroyer of nations. And it's happening right now. They're trying to destroy Russia. But see, the problem is Putin has nukes. Putin has nukes. And so, again, like you were saying, they don't think about the consequences, right? But I think they are, because if they can, they want to push him and poke him to the point to where it will cause World War III. They want to push him over the brink. They want to push him over the level. They want to push him to the point to where, hey, we've got to destroy You've got to destroy. But, hey, I can keep going on and on and on. We're at the end of this broadcast. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and everyone for calling in. Thank you so much. Hey, no matter how you're listening to this, please share this. We will be back next Thursday. Have a wonderful weekend and be safe. And prayers for all of the innocent in Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah, have a great weekend, everybody.
Cheers.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.